Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Chris is from Raynham. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Chris has been listening for 5 years, and this is his moment. He's been telling his fiance he's going to call in and win. Today he gets through.
We just played our wedding song, too.
We just played your wedding song, Portugal the Man?
Yeah, perfect.
You feel it still?
And he's getting himself that every day.
They are getting married in 3 weeks, by the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Nice job, Chris.
Thank you, thank you. Hopefully this $100 helps.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we will give you that $100. Obviously, if you tie her, that's still a loss for you. Kennedy, with 2,042 wins, 190 losses. We are at Redemption Week, which will happen next week. She is over in that soundproof studio that we call the Deathly Hallows. Question number one. Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood both got annoyed with an online poll that asked people to pick which one of them as the most iconic American Idol winner. Excuse me. Which of them won American Idol first? Was it Kelly or Carrie?
Kelly.
Question number two. Talk show hosts Sean Hannity and Jimmy Kimmel have been in a Twitter war. A Twitter war.
Subwoofers are coming back.
It's going to be at the Tweeter Center.
That dang Tweeter.
Kimmel has since tried to make peace, and Hannity says he's going to respond tonight. Which network does Sean Hannity have a TV show on?
Fox News.
Question number three. 6 years ago today, The Lion King passed The Phantom of the Opera as the highest grossing Broadway show of all time. What type of animals does Scar use as his henchmen to take over the pride in The Lion King?
I'll give you a hint.
Coyotes.
Question number four. Dennis Quaid is 64 today. Which actress was Dennis Quaid married to from 1991 to 2001? Oh, that's a good question.
That one I'm going to have to pass on.
All right. And question number five. Rene Rencourt is hanging up his microphone after 42 years of singing the national anthem at the Garden for the Bruins. Which of these things has been happening longer? Rene singing the national anthem or Leonardo DiCaprio being alive?
I like how that's a thing.
I'm gonna go with Leonardo DiCaprio being alive.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We need more things like that, Dan. That's very
I like
funny.
That one.
No, it's very funny.
It is.
It's very funny.
Hey, he's trying to be creative when he writes these questions.
It's great. It's awesome.
Kennedy, Chris got 3 out of 5 correct.
All righty.
These are tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood both got annoyed when an online poll that asked people to pick one of them as the most iconic American Idol winner. Which of them won Idol first?
Kelly Clarkson.
Season one. That is correct. Tied to one. Question number two. Talk show hosts Sean Hannity and Jimmy Kimmel have been in a Twitter war for the past week. Kimmel has since tried to make peace, and Hannity says he's going to respond tonight.
No, burn.
Which network does Sean Hannity have a TV show on?
Fox News.
2-2. Question number three. It was 6 years ago today. The Lion King passed The Phantom of the Opera as the highest grossing Broadway show of all time. Which type of animals does Scar use as his henchmen to take over the pride in The Lion King?
Hyenas.
It is hyenas, not coyotes. 3-2. Question number four. Dennis Quaid, 64 today. Which actress was Dennis married to from 1991 to 2001?
Meg Ryan.
What's Meg Ryan? 4-2. Question number five. Rene Rencourt hanging it up after 42 years of singing the national anthem at the TD Garden. Which of these has been happening longer? Rene singing the national anthem or Leonardo DiCaprio being alive?
Leonardo looks old. But I feel like that's just years of rough living. I'm going to say Rene Rencourt. Go away!
That barrel aged you.
Leonardo DiCaprio, 43 years old. But you still get to win. Kennedy, 4-3. Chris, I'm sorry. There is no cash for you. You're going to have to pay for your wedding all on your own.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm there with your brother.
I do have a pair of tickets, though. I have a pair of tickets for you to see On Your Feet. It tells the story of Emilio and Gloria Estefan coming to America to become stars. On Your Feet at the Boston Opera House, April 17th through the 29th. Tickets available at LexisBroadwayInBoston.com. I guess now you don't have to go on a honeymoon. You've got these tickets. Problem solved.
Perfect.
Saves an expense.
Chris, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Chris from Rainham, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.